Have you ever sharpened it yourself? I mean, not sharpen isn't the right word, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
It is. It makes a sharper edge, a smoother, I mean, a more even edge when you do that?
Yes. I put that in.
Does it ever get worn so much that it's smooth on the edge?
No.
It doesn't?
No. It doesn't sharpen very often, just when, because when it gets to something, it always make a little
scratch.
Uh-huh. You could notice it when you're using it or when you scrape the skin, it always has mark, cut.
Could you guess how many skins you'd use before you had to work on the blade again? Or is that very different? Is that different kind?
Very different than the steel. You couldn't make dull very often.
Oh.
I don't know.
How many times have you sharpened these things? Enough that you remember? Have you sharpened it many times?
I never sharpened it myself.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Even though you use it quite a bit? You use it sometimes.
I use it all right.
Yeah. So it lasts a long time.
It lasts a long time.
Did your mother sharpen it, do you remember?
Yes, she used to sharpen herself with that tool.
And the socket, the piece that it fits into, is made so you can take these blades in and out, put them in and out.
Yes.
Could you pull it out right now without hurting anything?
No. Good.
And you can put it back in.
Then put it back in. I don't know what she got in there. Maybe a piece of skin or something stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
I never took it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a piece of wood or something.
Mm-hmm.
Look like.
It looks like a piece of skin or hair. It might be pieces of hair too that are stuck in there.
Yeah. You sure know how to make that.
Was there anything else that you wanted to say about that?
About
about Flint.
They use it for matches too.
For matches?
For matches to start fire. The Flint.
Mm-hmm. How do they do it?
Just like round of steel. You start it together.
Mm-hmm. Is that steel?
Little pocket on the inside pocket.
Oh.
Not on the
1968. Della, we were discussing using Uli Yunar lamps and Eskimo medicine. Can you tell me, we discussed bruises or any other conditions. Tell me how it was done exactly with a small knife.
When you pump through something or a tree or by the door in the house, when it gets bruised and swollen, then they use that leg to open it. And they used to know when the blood was on it, because it kind of, when the blood in it, sometimes it turns into really heavy blood. That's why they always try to open it when it's real swollen. But not on the first swollen case. They have to wait till it gets,
Would you know how long that would usually be, or is it by the looks of it?
By the looks of it.
What did it look like when they finally decide to use this little knife?
They watch it when it's still swollen. They need to do that, they need to open it. But when it kind of stop and turn down.
What color would it be?
Real red and dark blue.
Mixed color.
Yeah. And when they open it, the blood wasn't good. It looks funny. Sometimes with
what color
watery, really white, and sometimes yellow and dark, and sometimes when they hurt it hard, maybe. But they used to.
Can you tell me how they poke this little knife into the skin? You know, their muscles. Do they have to be careful in using it? How do they do it in holding the skin or in using it anyway so as not to damage anything?
That's what their mama used to tell them. They hold the press like this, hold it, and then right under the...
Well, they pull up a little fold or a little...
Yeah, and then,
piece of skin, right?
And then, focus it. But she always tells the muscles.
How do the muscles run in the leg, usually? You're showing me on the leg now.
Well, it goes down. She don't have to use a crossways. She has to use it because it never heals up. Right away, and it takes a long time to heal up.
So she turns the blade
just try to hold the
the way they run.
Yeah, from being cut it off crossways.
Was this the main use? Can you think of any other use for using this for Uli Yunar besides bruises? Of course, we did discuss it a little bit.
They doesn't leave it alone. They know it when it got bust.
For instance,
you always open it right on the middle for itself.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough. it has to open it a little further down.
Mm.
It wasn't, you know, the process in blood vessel. Tried to poke it just from out of our vessel.
Yeah.
And when it's open, it sometimes it's dry. But the
pressure and
many times I hear that too from people.
This is on birth, on small infection.
Yeah. Infection.
How do you do it? Do you treat the blade anyway or
with that leg?
Pardon?
With that only
with the union.
I told a doctor about it one time because I always come and get me to open something to come and see at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the doctor about it. I told him that I always open up fresh with that pain.
Mm-hmm.
When I know it's real infected.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets start. You could notice it too when it starts busting it.
Yes.
And he said he told me to get equipment from a hospital right here in the center.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that government school.
Mm-hmm.
Got equipment up there for anyone to use. George, I never used it right on top when it needs to open. Right on the top to open, you know. And when they have a large lead.
You mean the nail, you mean the finger, you're pointing at the nail now?
Well, something that grows
a splinter. A splinter?
Splinter.
A wood splinter?
Yeah.
It's a chip of wood, long piece of wood. Mm-hmm. So
that's the only way I could use that.
Yeah.
I had to kind of fix for a little deep.
Yeah.
And he told me to go ahead and do it when it's dangerous. He told me that it's dangerous when you keep it on from being
infected
in the body.
When there's infection.
But to open it, he told me that so I only.
See, I'd ask you about the old days, if there are any rules on it, whether men or women could use this or could be last. What was your answer?
Well, in old days, a man could use it in the womb, either one. But no.
You know.
It doesn't offend.
Right.
Some people hardly see a blood on the, you know, they always start faint.
Yeah. Some people are uneasy. October 1968, Della, we had been discussing before from your own family experience about a newborn premature child, and this was so interesting and important. I thought you'd like to go over this and tell me what you learned and the background on the case about the premature child.
I had my boy, he was 5 months, 13 days, I had it.
He was only carrying you for that long?
Yes.
5 months and 13 days?
5 months, 13 days.
Very premature.
Yeah. And I had first, last one in our family, and I had it wrong. And when I kind of dizzy and, you know, some headache and all, I thought that was from my constipation. So I had to have some salt. So I would have cleared that quicker. I didn't know that. And it's,
a lot of these,
he made a little few flour, you know. water. Mostly boiling water. And he doesn't cry just like a bird king. You could even see his abdomen, his intestines
through the body wall.
Body, yeah. And he hits open all right, everything open, but so thin. His nails just like down plastic. Thin plastic.
When you first had to do this, what did you have to go by besides your own experience and anything you'd read, or what came into your head when you had to figure out what to do?
Well, from my books, like in school we used to have a lesson about those, maybe I got it or cast away, I have to treat. The way to do it, but if I never realized to do that, if I keep them in open bed without any, put the hot water bag on the bed, he would close me right there.
You have never seen a baby that small before?
No, this is the first time.
Had you ever taken care of a premature baby up to that
time? No.
You have?
No.
So you were just going on your own?
Yeah, my own.
Going on your own.
Mm-hmm. And when we get to go down to the solid, and we stop to the mouth of an otter, because from the ice, we can go through to Kastigu. While we were there, after 1 week of his birth, after 1 week, he died. We thought there was some gas or something like that, but he died. And when we kept making some kind, funny movement.
Tremoring or
something
where the muscles are shaking.
He didn't have convulsions, but he didn't have convulsions.
Oh.
But that shaking and
not normal.
No.
Not normal movement.
Mm-hmm. I tried to let him drink water all right, but never feed him. So after that he died. So we had to work on him for a day and a half. He just made the hard on his hand.
The clenches.
Yeah, his hand, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From that being, we moved his little body,
You told me before that something about it. You said that you pumped, or somewhere you tried to pump his. How did you do it?
Hold it on the legs and down the head. Upwards, downwards, sideways, and always.
What was the purpose? What were you trying to do?
Try to help him to breathe.
Oh, so artificial respiration?
Yeah.
What's your
idea? Sometimes moving his little abdomen caught his breath. And when we're doing like that, we want to find out whether he breathes or not, and we put a mirror on the nose and on the mouth. No sign. While we were moving it, no sign.
How long did you keep up with this hard work of pumping him in?
Keep on going for a day and a half. Boy, we still work hard on him that time.
Who was doing it?
Me and my mother and my sister. I work on him alone, but mama and sister work on. When I get really tired, I take my break. And my sister-in-law, but she can fire all night by the stove.
This is a tent.
No, right on the mouth of the river.
Mm-hmm. was this a one of these cheap metal stoves?
Yes. Kind of yes, cheap.
Burning wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, stove.
Yeah.
Burning wood. Yeah.
And then on the next day, later on, one p.m.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Cry." I make a little cry, make a little noise, and keep on going. And then she just could run.
From there on, how did you have to handle him or take care of him? Were you still keeping him in this little box?
Keeping him in a little box.
With a hot water bottle?
Hot water.
How long did that go on, that sort of treatment?
Well, from June to November.
June to November. A few months, yeah. What part of Boston was he born? 13th, so it'd be July, August, September, October, November, going on between 4 and 5 months.
Yeah. And have to watch him, on night six.
And so even then you had to have a night
shift. For that long, from June.
How long were you living in a tent at that time?
Till October.
All that time with the hot water bottle and all this.
Even I'm in the house, some things get cold in the evening.
You moved in the house in October?
Yeah.
Up at North
High? Yeah. Even in the house, you get hot water bed. And
did he develop in the meantime, improve during that time?
When we go to Costabu, when I get tired of him, that I have to use the strength all the time, every day. Mm-hmm. I have to use the strength to make him move.
And yet his bowel was normal?
Yeah, it was normal already, but it's so slow.
So slow.
He can't make it himself.
Yeah.
As he told to heal, parts he could use when he was, when we go to North Texas, when we moved to a house, I let him use his 8-inch doll dress.
8-inch doll?
8-inch doll dress is too big, not a sleeve at all. And the neck was so big. And when he gets bigger, I try to cut it down. It was just like a year old doll, close to him.
How did you do beyond November? How was he developing, or how was he still past November?
I slept with him. I moved to me when I could hold him with myself, my arm with me. He could suck from my bed. Doesn't eat anything except the plain broth. It's fish oil, you know, meat.
And
broth.
Skin broth.
We never used baby food. I never used not even one baby food that time. Just chicken broth.
How about you? When did you first walk or crawl out? Was this the
Mama told me to boil real well done rice and noodles. Because the doctor told me that the Canada alike.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of an Eskimo, we have any, you know, in something, you know.
Yeah.
And he was so surprised, and he told me that our Canada could live inside 1 week and gone.
Gone.
Yeah. But my baby is. And most of you were so surprised at it.
I think you said that when you were about ready to give up, your mother wouldn't give up either.
I give up all right. I put it on the floor just amazing.
Yeah.
It's ready.
Yeah.
And told the people that was out there and listening to make a box, maybe it's gone now.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't make it till Mama held me from sleeping and walk again and hold it.
Oh, she didn't give up either.
If she didn't give up, I wouldn't have them right now.
And he's the one who supports you, helps support you. Could you mention treatment of frostbite, Della?
Long time, old timers used to, one day noticed, when a person gets frostbite, on their way, outdoors, while they were hunting, they let somebody suck it right away.
No.
Right it out. Suck it. Try to let the blood go through. And when in the home, they used cold water or sealer, cold sealer.
How would they put it all out? What meaning was it?
Well, practically, the glass packets. I mean, out hunting. They let a person suck it.
Another person with them.
Yeah. That's when it's alone, he has to use the oil or something cold away.
Yeah.
Here. But he has to sometimes snow with the snow. So it's fresh snow. It's practice. You know when no melt.
What were the most usual parts of the body that would be frosted?
A cheek.
Cheek was the most often.
Most of the cheek right here on some kind of skin.
How about the other part?
And wrist.
Wrist. Was it
yeah.
Where the gloves were?
Yeah.
Where gloves used?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Wrist and sometimes foot.
Sometimes feet.
Yeah.
The wrong file would be on the inside.
Inside,
file inside.
Yeah. try it himself, but he couldn't do it, so he called another man. My man, I had, and my brother, I just had told his kid.
Were you quite young then, or is it?
Yeah.
Was it before you were out of school?
Yes. He lay on the floor.
He did.
And he had told his
kid. He was flat on the floor?
Lying flat on the floor. And then that man, before he used him, his daddy told him to put him in the hot water.
The tool?
The tool, the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And not real hard, but kind of warm, you didn't know when you put it.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't feel the tool so much?
Yeah, so he wouldn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. He put one of
from the back. What was your word for that kind of tooth?
Kind of cock. He did this. Oh. He pulled it. But he tried to pull it for a time. Go around a little bit first.
He twisted?
Twist a little bit over
mm.
and the other side like this roll back and forth.
Did your father have any kind of pain killer?
No.
Nothing to
do with him? Nothing. He do that first and then when he tell him to pull it. And then he pull it.
Do you remember what they did afterwards? Did they treat the tooth anyway, the softness of the tooth? You know, after the tooth was pulled off?
He used warm water to wash it out.
Wash it out.
Just wash it out. That's done. Just warm water.
Was this an infected tooth or a rotten tooth? Do you remember before?
It wasn't so rotten.
It was, you saw the tooth, huh?
Yeah, I saw it.
Perhaps it was an infected tooth?
So part of it was kind of dark.
Dark.
Yeah.
Dark on the roof?
Mm-hmm. Not on the roof.
No, on the car. On
the car,
on the car.
So he say one of the, that goes the roof
mm-hmm.
is longer than the other one.
Oh, I see.
Maybe when it's just growing in the maybe that makes him to take someone.
Did he have any trouble or infection after the tooth?
No.
After the tooth was infected? He didn't?
No. I don't remember from that time. Pulling his tooth.
Did anyone ever say, some of these are hard questions, did anyone ever say if Eskimos had rotten teeth before, back in old days?
No, mainly I did. I never heard.
You haven't heard?
I never heard of them that they haven't got any rot.
They mentioned other ailments, so.
Yeah.
Besides,
mm-hmm.
you think they would, they would probably mention things, huh?
Yes.
What do you think then about the number of say, rotten teeth? Do you think it's changed over the years among Eskimos? Do you think there are more or the same or fewer than they used to be?
No. The job is to add more than the little tooth.
No. What do you think the cause of rotten teeth is? Or would you learn it in just in school or your own idea?
Lots of candies and drink some sweet stuff all the time. We'll have lots of teeth.
So they thought that was the cause.
Yes.
Being,
mm-hmm.
Bill, you commented on that he'd been making mukluks for sale, and would you...